USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are suffering their worst day of the year. Former Home Depot and Chrysler head Bob Nardelli stresses calm.
You know, I think if you're just an average day trader, you ought to just stay pat, not get involved in this, these ups and downs. I don't think we're at the peak yet on inflation.
The Dow has fallen more than 1,200 points at times today. The NASDAQ has been down by 5% at times, while the S&P isn't faring much better. The Senate Majority Leader will attempt to advance abortion legislation next week. A Democratic bill would protect abortion rights under federal law. Democrats would need help from several Senate Republicans to move the proposal forward. Cinco de Mayo festivities happening across the country today. Cinco de Mayo is often confused with Mexico's Independence Day, which is held on September 16th. USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last, call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
A manhunt continues for an escaped inmate and an Alabama corrections officer who have been missing since last Friday. Authorities now believe there is a romantic relationship between murder suspect Casey White and corrections officer Vicky White. No relation. On MSNBC, Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton on the White's relationship.
He was here in 2020 for an arraignment and preliminary hearing. And when he finished that, he went back to state prison. We do know that they remained in touch while he was in state prison.
So their relationship, in whatever parameters you would define it, is at least 2 years old.
Yes.
Maybe older.
Could be older.
The site of a South Florida condo complex collapse will be auctioned off later this month. Bidding will start at $120 million for the May 24th auction. Nearly 100 people were killed when Surfside's Champlain Towers South collapsed last June. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Joe Biden is asking Congress for another $33 billion in tax dollars to aid Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says he wants the Ukrainian aid package to include only provisions related to the Russian invasion.
Obviously, there is broad bipartisan support for a robust aid package, but even a strong bipartisan vote will not mean much if we don't deliver on this promise soon.
A group of angry abortion activists are planning to take action.
Democrat activist groups are planning to send protesters to the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices following a leak indicating the court may overturn the substantive due process known as Roe v. Wade that was added to the Constitution in 1973. The activists are organizing under the moniker Ruth Sent Us and have published the supposed home addresses of the conservative justices on the court. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Several storms caused damage in Texas and Oklahoma Wednesday night, including several tornadoes. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt tells reporters that his state is coming together to rebuild.
Got the drones kind of assessing the damage. We'll go through that process, but thank the Lord nobody was hurt.
The storms are expected to continue across Texas and parts of the South, and the National Weather Service is warning of the possibility for more tornadoes, hail, and winds. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.